Ladies and gentlemen, it's December, and that means it's the best time of year to sell gift certificates. Are you ready? Are you really ready? Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the Food Guru, here with your weekly pep talk. My goal is to teach restaurant owners, managers, and chefs like you to focus on 8 basic fundamentals that lead to a better life and financial freedom. Today, we're going to discuss gift certificates. Did you know that 93% of all Americans will either buy or use a gift certificate this year? American retailers are going to sell about $160 billion worth of gift certificates this December, and about 25% of all those gift certificates will be sold in restaurants. So, how much of that $20 billion are you planning on getting? Personally, I'm going to sell about $80,000 worth in the next 3 weeks. And I heard the local Olive Garden is going to sell $80,000 worth each week during the month of December. Wow. That's a huge number. What about you? Do you sell gift certificates? And if so, how many gift certificates or gift cards are you planning on selling this December? Here I have for you a few ideas that are going to help you increase your gift certificate sales this year. So let's dive right in. Thing number one, why would I want to sell gift certificates? Well, there are really two big reasons to sell gift certificates. Number one is instant cash flow, money in hand now. And two, increase sales down the road. See, gift certificates can help you increase sales in 4 ways. Way number one is it's going to bring in new customers. See, your customers buy gift certificates and they give them to their friends, some of whom have never been to your restaurant. And this creates the perfect opportunity for you to convert a new customer to a regular customer. Studies say that 44% of Americans who get a gift certificate will go to a restaurant they'd never been to before. When somebody hands their friend one of your gift certificates, that means that somebody's going to come to it who would never have come there on their own. The gift certificate made them do it. Another way to increase our sales is to keep the customers we have, and gift certificates help us do that. You see, 64% of people who buy gift certificates actually use them for themselves because of added bonuses and deals that restaurants will do. Okay, so this adds extra value for the customer. Anytime somebody comes to your restaurant, whether it's with a gift certificate or not, it's a great opportunity for you to impress that person. And so when somebody walks into your restaurant to buy a gift certificate to give some to somebody else, be sure to give them extra love. Now, as soon as somebody buys a gift certificate, what's the next thing they have to do on their list? Well, most of the time they got to go buy a card to put that gift certificate or gift card in. They got to say, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Birthday, Happy Anniversary, right? So what if we gave them a free card to put their gift certificate in? I mean, something really nice. Now, if you want to, you can have an assortment of cards and sell them to the customers if you want. Now, here's something that I do. I get everybody's name and home address when they buy a gift card. And when we do that, then we can send them, in addition to the card, we can send them a nice thank you note. Another great idea is, hey, why not put everybody's name, phone number, and home address into a drawing? And at the end of the month, you pull one that wins $100. Pretty good idea. You could also use that to send people, just for the hell of it, hey, here's another $25 to spend in my restaurant just because I'm in the holiday mood and you're a great person for buying gift certificates and supporting us. Another thing that gift certificates do is they increase the frequency of visits of your regular customers. When somebody gets a gift certificate, it forces them to return more often. When somebody buys a gift certificate, it forces them to come into your restaurant, and usually they'll have something to eat or drink while they're there to buy the gift certificate. Gift certificates also help people spend more money during each visit. People usually, 72% of the time, spend more than the gift certificate amount, and usually by 20, 30, or 40%. So that's a pretty good idea. And here are a couple of other great benefits of selling gift certificates. First off, there's no cost of goods sold until the card is redeemed. So it means you get the cash today and you don't have to do the service to give them the food and the drinks until a time in the future. The only cost is to produce the gift certificate or to buy the cards. Another benefit is called spillage, okay? All gift certificates do not come back. There are those who say that up to 30% of the gift certificates that you sell will never come back. So if you sell $10,000 worth of gift certificates, that could be $3,000 for free. Now that sounds great on the surface, but it's not always a good thing. Because as I just said, people tend to spend more money. And the most important thing is you want people in your restaurant. You want people to come back and spend those gift certificates so that you can show them a great time, so they can bring more people with them, and so they can spend above the gift certificate number. Now, here's another really important thing. The gift certificate is really the perfect referral. I mean, everybody's talking about referrals. Hey, don't forget to bring your friends. Hey, could you refer some of your friends to our business? Well, a restaurant's the same thing. See, the person who gave the gift certificate to a friend, what they're really saying is, hey, I love you and I love this place. It's the ultimate referral, but it's even better than that because, hey, go to this place because I love it, but here's money to do it with. All right, let's move to the second part of this thing, which is how to sell gift certificates. The first thing you need is a big festive poster inside the restaurant and in your storefront. Put some buttons on your waiters. Hey, why not? A little flair is really cool every now and then. Put signs inside your check presenters. Make table tents. Make a sturdy gift card presenter. You know how some restaurants use those little Visa, MasterCard, American Express folded leather things? Well, other places use a wooden board with a clip on it. Hey, you could do that, something like that, and reminding people to buy gift certificates at this time of year. Create an email program. Get out on social media. Do a direct snail mail campaign. Be sure to have a link on your website to your gift certificate page. And make sure you sell gift certificates online. And maybe have something pop up on your homepage when they get there. Definitely promote it on Facebook. And if you really want to ramp things up, have a contest among your staff. Every time a waiter sells a gift certificate, say their name goes into a jar. And at the end of the month, you have a big prize, a middle prize, and a little prize. Three different prizes. Sometimes I like to partner a waiter with a cook so the cooks can win too. But this has an added benefit because the cooks are going to be going, hey, how many gift certificates did you sell tonight? How many gift certificates did we sell tonight? How are we doing with the contest? Are we going to win or not? And that gets the cooks involved. And it gets somebody else pushing the waiters instead of just managers, 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 and you, you, and you. So when you sell a lot of gift certificates, you want to do something special for the staff if they have a goal, like have a party. Another way, and most restaurants do this, and I'm sure you already know about this, is give an added bonus or an incentive for buying gift certificates during the holiday year. If you buy $100, we'll give you an extra $20. So you give the $100 gift certificate to your friend, and we're going to give you one just for you, for being the gift-giving hero. Okay? This is another great way to help people come back and build repeat business. Okay, let's move on to thing number three. Gift certificates are not just for Christmas anymore. Did you know that only 50% of the annual gift certificate sales that happen in the United States of America happen in December? Wow. Think of gift certificates as the retail sales people do. See, retail sales in a mall do about 60 to 80% of their entire annual business in December. But they're still open the other 11 months, right? Well, what if you sold gift certificates the other 11 months too? And I'm not talking about passively selling them. I'm talking about selling them in January, February, March, all year long, as aggressively as you do during December. I mean, think about it. People have birthdays, anniversaries, and here's one for you, employee incentives. Now, there's an employee crisis in America. Everybody wants to reward their people, right? Well, why don't you go find some businesses who want to reward their people and sell them gift certificates in bulk? I mean, start with your best customers. Offer them a special incentive. Say, hey, if you buy $1,000, I'll sell them to you for $800. If you buy $5,000 worth of gift certificates, I'll sell those to you for $400. Now, another thing you can do with gift certificates and gift cards, and you probably already know this, is trade them. If you want to reward your people, go down the street to the beauty salon, go to the fitness club, and trade gift certificates. Find a business that your people are interested in and do some trading. And then you can reward your people too. In conclusion, the goal is to increase sales in your restaurant, right? Then let's use the holiday gift giving season and the gift card market as an excuse to get everybody in the selling mindset. Set a goal, tell the staff what the goal is, and blow the goal out of the water. And when your people exceed the goal, have a big, fun party. My name is Peter Harmon. I am the food guru. My goal is to start a restaurant revolution where every restaurant owner and manager who joins us has the information they need to earn a 10% profit, create financial freedom, and live the life of their dreams. If you really want to get to the next level in the next 90 days, here's my simple plan. Subscribe to this podcast. This weekly pep talk will keep you on your toes and give you inspiration to keep you moving forward. Number two, buy my book. I've written a book called Restauranting 101. It focuses on 8 basic fundamentals and it has the power to change your life. And it's available on Amazon. Buy it today. And then after you read the book, come to foodguru.com and sign up for a free one-on-one coaching session. Face it, folks, we all need a coach. And as a restaurant owner, you need someone to talk to. Someone who understands your struggles and can help you build a strategic plan. Someone can hold you accountable for your actions and results. Hey, this is not a webinar or a large group event. I'm not going to shuffle you off to an assistant. This is you and me working together to solve your problems and help you get to the next level. I want to be your coach. When the student is ready, the food guru will appear. Now this week, your homework assignment is to sell gift certificates. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.